Welcome to the Hillingdon Hospital's NHS Foundation Trust podcast.
Welcome to the latest podcast from Hillingdon Hospitals. I'm Lucy Wills, and today I'm talking to Dr. Akram Gurgis, a surgeon at the Trust, who recently won an award at our Staff Awards 2022. Akram won the CARES Equity Award. He's an experienced and highly skillful surgeon and is always willing to go the extra mile and teach junior staff in his own time. Hi, and welcome. Thank you so much for talking to me today, and well done for winning the CARES Equity Award. Can you tell us more about your work, the work that led you to getting this award?
Yeah, actually, it was so much appreciation from the Trust to get me this award, and I'm really feeling thankful for this. I didn't know from where it started, to be honest, but I think it started from my junior colleagues, which was very nice for them. They started to do this between them, and it went wider and wider. And at the end, I went to get the award for the care of equity, which was very nice and very helpful from them and from the Trust as well.
And just to explain what the award category is, the Trust CARES values are a set of behaviours and attitudes that we deliver, standing for care, communication, attitude, responsibility, equity and safety. And equity is all about fairness and justice, and you won the CARES Equity Award. How does your role support equity in the Trust?
Yeah, as all of you know, like Hillingdon Hostel is really a multicultural society. We are serving a lot of people from many cultures, also the staff, many cultures as well. So we're trying our best to provide the same care to everyone, treat everyone with the same fairness and same protocols. And as we are registrars here in this hostel, we're trying to support our junior colleagues as well, try to teach them in the same way all together. So yeah, I think this is the main thing that can get me towards the Equity Award, to be honest.
Fabulous. And how long have you worked at the Trust, and what's your experience here?
I worked in this Trust for 2 years now, mm-hmm. as a senior clinical fellow in breast and general surgery. I'm planning to renew my contract for another year here as well. Trust here is a very nice team, very nice supportive society, especially between the surgical team itself. We have a very supportive consultant, very supportive team, nursing staff, theater, everyone is helpful and trying to do their best to provide the best care to Hillingdon customers. I like the hostel here. When I came to the country, I worked first in King's College, and then I moved to Hillingdon Hostel for the last 2 years. It feels like a family.
Oh, if it is the right word. Nice. Well, if you've been here a few years, how is the service changing, do you think, from your experience?
Yeah, I mean, everyone is trying his best or their best, to be honest, that's what I mentioned, to get the best service to the team. I worked during the COVID time as well, which was a bit challenging. When I first joined the Trust, it was the second wave of COVID, when we had to stop all of the elective surgeries and to mainly provide the emergency service, change our routers, doing a different night shifts and stuff, just to try to cover all of the activities. So it's keep changing, to be honest. It has been a very difficult time through COVID. We are trying to go back to normal. We are trying to provide the best of care. The new hostel is coming the way, as we're being told. The main change to our specific team, to be honest, that we moved to Mount Vernon completely for the breast team this year, which again was a bit challenging to continue to give the same care in Hillingdon, and in the same time we carry on with all of our elective shops in Mount Vernon Hostel. So this was the main change that happened this year, to be honest.
Yeah. And so let's talk about you for a moment. What's your background and experience?
I'm a qualified surgeon in my home country, Egypt. I finished my training there in 2018, and then I chose to come to UK to start again. So mm-hmm. I started, as I said, in King's College for a year, and then I joined Hillingdon as a breast and general surgery registrar for the last couple of years. It has been so much progress happened during this time. I really knew the system, knew the system of the UK, get the benefit of dealing with all of the guidelines, how to go through. And then now I'm in my comfort zone, trying to help as I can as a team. And then at the same time, I'm expecting the same help and support from my seniors and consultant as well.
Yeah. What do you think the biggest challenges are?
To be honest, to be in the middle grade as a surgical registrar, you have to be in the picture to like really be on the same time, approving what's happening to your junior colleagues, try to support them, and at the same time, trying to get the support and provide the help that you can to your consultants as well. We are involved in the on-call emergency rota as well, which sometimes is a bit challenging to cover all of the on-call commitment and at the same time your elective work. However, we're trying to just divide our time to carry on with the same care and same quality in each aspect of our work.
You got the award in part for your support of your junior staff. What would you say to someone wanted to become a surgeon?
To become a surgeon is not an easy thing.
No.
However, it's a nice specialty if you really like it. But I always tell my junior colleagues in general, before deciding you want to be a surgeon, you shouldn't rush for this decision. You should try first to build your abilities and your knowledge in so much specialities to start with. And once you reach this level, you have to continue to build your tower and your experience in your specialty, which is the same thing. If you have no background and if you have no base in all of the specialty, you'll not be a good surgeon. To be a good surgeon, you have to have more knowledge about other specialties as well. And then you work hard to build your abilities in your subspecialty. So you have to think first, think about your lifestyle, think about the things that you have to like to present. And then if you reach a final decision that you want to be a surgeon, welcome to join.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for talking to me today. And well done for winning your award. It was really
Thanks
great
a lot.
To hear about your work. We're doing a series of podcasts about our award winners in the coming week. So tune in next week for the latest podcast.
So, that's it for today's episode. Thank you for listening. Please do join in the conversation about this episode, tag us in social media and send us any other comments and let us know your thoughts, and we'll see you next time.